In a world in which movies struggle to find plot, Alan Adams of The Main Edge breaks it down for you in Pass the Popcorn. Now on Downtown with Rich Kimball.
Oh yes, Alan Adams from The Main Edge is here. Pass the Popcorn, brought to you by Bangor Mall Cinema 10, 557 Stillwater Avenue in Bangor, where they have a film for everybody in the family. Welcome, Alan.
Hello, how are you?
I'm doing okay. How's your level of stiffness and soreness following the wiffle ball tournament?
Shoulder and the elbow are still pretty tender. The lower back seems to be back to where it was. Still a little tender in the hammies.
Yeah, well, you were like old horse Radborn out there, old Hoss. You threw the equivalent of about 300 innings.
I threw a lot of pitches.
Yes.
A lot of pitches were thrown on Saturday. But no, it was fun. It was all for a good cause. And 7-for-7 in championship games.
Exactly. Another run to the title game. By the way, I saw Ryan Soucy's wife, Marcy.
Uh-huh.
Ryan, the pitcher for Vandalay Industries that vanquished us. And she said, oh, how are you? I said, I'm sore from swinging and missing at all of your husband's pitches. Man, he was tough.
Yeah, no, that was that's true. But it was a good time.
We
all had a good time. And even the weather agreed with us eventually.
Yeah, after that nice. Initial monsoon.
Yeah, the first hour of deluge. After that, we had a pretty good time.
Well, we want to talk about Jeopardy. We'll do that before you leave. But let's start with the movies, because you saw two that a lot of people are talking about.
I did. I saw Crazy Rich Asians, and I saw Black Klansman. Which it's funny how it kind of comes together sometimes, and to get at this time of year especially, it's odd to get two movies that are so not only just well made, because they're both excellent films, but movies with something to say in the broader discourse in a lot of ways. Not typically what you expect in the third weekend of August when you're going to the movies, but it worked out nicely, because again, both of them certainly deserve every iota of hype that they have received so far.
Well, let's start. Well, which one do you want to start with?
Oh, I'll do either one. We can do Crazy Rich Asians first. It's directed by John Chu, adapted from Kevin Kwan's novel of the same name, and it's funny because representation in Hollywood's always been kind of a tricky thing. There are a lot of people out there, no one sitting here, but there are a lot of people out there who don't have the opportunity to see people who look like them on screen outside of certain sort of pigeonholed niche kind of parts. And so just the fact that this movie exists is kind of a big deal. But it's one of those things where it's the sort of thing that might get you in the door. But once you're sitting there and watching this movie, that stuff just falls away. Like, it doesn't matter. It's a great movie, full stop. Like, it's not, it's not a great Asian movie or anything like that. It's just an excellent, excellent film. Constance Wu from TV's Fresh Off the Boat, who's, I would argue, is one of the best actresses on television. She plays Rachel Chu, who's this brilliant, accomplished woman. She's a professor of economics at NYU. This amazing person, and she has this wonderful relationship with her boyfriend, this guy Nick Young, played by a guy named Henry Golding, who I was only vaguely familiar with, and I couldn't figure out why. Like, he's actually a BBC presenter. Like, this is his first feature film.
Wow.
Like, so I mean, it's just a crazy thing. He's got this, they've got this relationship, and he invites her to go to Singapore, which is where he's from, for the marriage of his best friend. He's the best man, and he wants her to come home, meet his friends, meet his family, the whole shebang. Only it turns out that his family is one of the wealthiest families in the world. Like, they are basically the real estate moguls of Singapore and lands beyond. So it's like, this is old money people. Like, we're talking billions upon billions of dollars. And while some of the people involved in all of this are quite fond of Rachel, they like her very much. Nick's sister Astrid, played by Gemma Chan, they have a great relationship. Her college roommate is from Singapore. Peckling Go, played by wonderfully named Awkwafina. And they're also plenty who don't care for her. First and foremost, Nick's mother, Eleanor, played by Michelle Yeoh from Crouching Dragon, Hidden Dragon fame. Yeah. Like, just a phenomenal cast across the board. And it's basically her trying to deal with this sort of, being like this outsider, like, even though she's not, she speaks Chinese, like, all this stuff, but she's still not viewed as good enough for these wildly wealthy people. And so she's operating in that sphere, trying to figure out, you know, if the relationship is even going to survive this trip. It's this wonderful romantic comedy that just happens to have this underlying importance in terms of representation and just the idea that people are getting a chance to experience a different perspective when it comes to this kind of movie. And it's just good, period. Like, it's super fun and it's really well made, like, great views of Singapore. Like, just everything about it is just quality stuff.
All right, Black Klansman is Spike Lee back.
Yeah. Oh my God, yeah. It's based on a true story is always tricky. Like, you never know how true the truth is. And Spike Lee is always going to be one of those guys who's less concerned about the small T true and more concerned with the large T.
Right.
And that's what this movie kind of is. John David Washington, Denzel's son, plays Ron Stallworth, the first African-American police officer in the history of the Colorado Springs Police Department. And he winds up working as an undercover detective, infiltrating the Ku Klux Klan. And how does he do that, you might ask? Well, he first makes contact by phone and then establishes that. But then it's like, oh, these guys want to meet. I certainly can't do it. That's when fellow detective Flip Zimmerman, played by Adam Driver, steps in. And so the two of them together become Ron Stallworth. You've got the voice on the phone, and you've got the guy who's going to the meetings with all of the weirdo racists that you might expect to see in late 1970s Colorado Springs. And meanwhile, Stallworth is not only establishing these phone contacts with these local guys, but he's moving up the ladder so far that he winds up in direct communication, regular communication, with then Grand Dragon David Duke, who's played by Topher Grace.
Wow.
And I can't stress enough how good Topher Grace is in this movie. Like, the resemblance is eerie, and, you know, there's this weird aw shucks amiability to Topher Grace that makes everything, all the noxious stuff that David Duke like spews, like, it gives it this weird sort of undercurrent of pleasantness that makes it even more like skin crawling. It's so good. And Spike Lee, he's an aesthetic stylistic genius, and so he takes all these big swings in terms of the aesthetic of the movie that, you know, in the hands of a lesser filmmaker would almost certainly not work. And he brings it all together in a way that is not only speaking to the larger message, which he's, you know, Spike Lee, that's what he does, but you could, like, that's, it's not about the message. It's still a very funny movie, a very like action-packed movie. The story is compelling, the performances are phenomenal. Denzel's kid, he's not there yet, but like he's got his dad's charisma, and that's the half the battle. And you know, Adam Driver's one of the best out there. Like, he's probably one of, if not the best actor in this particular generation. You put these guys together, they have great chemistry. It's got a phenomenal supporting cast. Like, everybody across the board gives great performances. And again, you've got Spike Lee at the helm, who's not afraid to push buttons, and he's been around long enough to earn it. And so he really takes some shots, both thinly veiled and some not so thinly veiled, and really does a great job in finding the parallels between the ordeal that Ron Stallworth is going through and some of the stuff that's maybe happening today in this country. And sometimes it's so on the nose that you laugh, and then you feel bad about laughing, and then you laugh again because of how bad you felt. Like, it's just like, it's funny, it's unsettling, it's thought provoking, and it's everything you want a movie to be. And I saw it in August. Like, it's so confusing to me. But friend of the show, Upton Bell, mentioned that it's one of the best movies of the year. He's right. Like, it might be the best movie I've seen in 2018.
Wow. Fantastic. Two good ones this weekend, two important ones that are out there, Black Klansman and Crazy Rich Asians. All right, before we let you go, Alan, you leave tomorrow off to California, taping Jeopardy on Wednesday. You feeling good? You feeling ready?
I am. Like, I'm cautiously optimistic. It's one of those things where it's like I've come to, I've worked through most of the nerves. Like, there's still a little nerve stuff happening there. But ultimately, it's one of those things where I've come to realize that all I can control is, you know, keeping my own act together. I don't know what the categories are going to be,
right,
and I don't know who I'm going to be facing off against. But the benefit there is, one, I'm not going to be shook by lights and cameras,
right,
and action. Like, that's not something that's going to bother me. And at the end of the day, I don't have to be the fastest. I just have to be faster than the two who are standing there right there.
There you go.
And that's really it.
Downtown bump. What you got? Now, will you do a little, like, a Carol Burnett tug of the ear for downtown?
I'll see what I can do.
You're going to do great. You're going to be going back, I think, because you're going to win some money, win some games, and go back again. But have fun out there. Enjoy the experience, because you've been waiting for this for quite some time.
I will. Thank you for the support, and I look forward to not being able to tell anyone anything.
I know. But we'll talk to you next week.
Yes, sir.
Alan Adams of The Main Edge, Pass the Popcorn.